I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Very disappointed in the performance over the weekend for Juan Soto, but it's a long way to go. And these games, while they are important, it's the first time that the Yankee fan has a chance to do some fun stuff over the weekend.
They're allowed.
Juan Soto. Listen, I give them all the credit in the world. They were hilarious, actually. all these different things that came up. And I did hear Susan on with Sal and BT talking about maybe what some of the chance would have been, and it turned out she was right. And what can I say? This is what happens. But I just want to tell Yankee fans, your team was not paying Juan Soto $700 million. This whole dance with Juan Soto and we want to keep him and all that was a bunch of crap. They were not going to keep him. Just remember that. They were not going to keep him.
Once it got up to that level of money.
100%. Yes. I mean, they were not going to double what they're paying Aaron Judge, who is by far, in my eyes, the best baseball player in baseball, maybe with the exception of Ohtani. Those two guys are 1-2, 1A, whatever, 1B. I mean, Juan Soto just had a brutal 3 days. I don't know how else to put it. He could smile all he wants. He could take his helmet off and acknowledge the booze all he wants on Friday night. At the end of the day, it was a bad weekend for him. So now he and his family can get on the private jet and go up to Boston. That was interesting that Carl Ravitch said that part of it yesterday.
Yeah, I did. And I also heard Carl Ravitch talk about, Juan Soto vehemently trying to back out of being mic'd up, that he was begging to get the microphone off of him, and it ended up going to Brandon Nimmo. So those were two very interesting things, a private jet thing and then the didn't want to be mic'd up thing. He made sure he put those out there on the broadcast.
By the way, Brandon Nimmo was awesome.
He was great. But
he was fine, and I understand
why.
But
it is interesting that Soto was like, I want no part of this.
Yeah, I understand why. I mean, I totally get all of that, but man, the amount of, crap that the Mets have given this guy. Mm. I mean, when you think about it, it's insane. And, so now, by the way, in that regard, in terms of salary, which is exactly what Juan Soto should have done, he should have gotten as much money as he possibly could, because it's up to him to up the next guy's contract.
Sure.
And that's what you do. That's why you're a part of a union. That's why you take the most money, and they all do the same thing. So it's no different. It's not like he was with the Yankees and drafted by the Yankees and left the Yankees and went to the Mets. He spent 1 year as a mercenary for the New York Yankees. And the Yankees had to give up something to get him, and then Michael King. But they did get back Trent Grisham. They were able to sign Max Fried. They were able to sign Goldschmidt. They were able to sign Bellinger. And all four of those guys played significant roles in the Yankees taking this series. So, if I'm a Yankee fan, I wake up, I'm happy as hell this morning because Juan Soto, basically did not have a great series. If I'm a Met fan, I'm a little bit disgusted at Pete Alonso turning into Lucas Duda over there at first base.
That was really
not realizing, but this is another bad throw by him.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, they were miserable in this series. That was the worst of the lot. But just to finish up on Soto for a second, there's two things that happened last night that, and one of which is being shown here on CBS Sports Network, where you're like, okay, this is now going outside of him being in a slump where you're questioning his effort in two different instances. Now, the first one we just saw where he's not running out the ground ball, he thinks it's going to be a base hit. That's what he thinks. In his perspective, he's like, this is going to be a base hit. I could just jog to first. It's not. Great play made, and he gets thrown out. But he's got to be running. I'm sorry. I mean, that was no lock that was going to be a hit. You have to be running. And then also, his effort with the home run out in right field. I mean, it was almost like he was afraid of the fans out there to go up and get that ball. That ball seemed to me that it deserved a little bit more of an effort from him. So, those two things were a little bit concerning. But there's no way we can make an evaluation on what team made out better after this. It's just that the Yankee fan who heard it the entire offseason, the entire beginning of the season, the we are the big brother now, we spend the money, we have the richest owner in baseball, we took your player. They, this morning and last night and after Friday, They had their chance to spit it right back at us. That's all this is right now. But we have June, July, August, September, hopefully October to go. So enjoy it now, just like the Met fan did when it meant nothing when he actually signed. Didn't mean anything when he signed because he's got to perform now and they got to win a championship and he's got to be great. So you enjoy it, but ultimately do not make your final judgment on this now. I mean, for God's sakes.
You can't do that. I mean,
my Lord.
I'm just sitting here saying that, you know, Max Fried has been unbelievable for the Yankees. He has been
so far.
Amazing.
Plan B has been great for the Yankees. That's a fact. So far, it's been great.
He was a pain in the ass when he was with the Braves.
Yeah, he was a good pitcher, man.
And you know, I'll tell you what, he is so smart when he pitches. Well, I will say David Peterson matched him pitch for pitch, though.
Yeah.
You know, David Peterson's turned himself into a really good pitcher, too. I would say, with the exception of the error by Pete Alonso last night, you know, these three games were really well played for the most part, and they were intense. The fans were into it.
Well, the Mets couldn't score Friday night. I mean, that was, you know, that one didn't feel like much of a game. But, yeah, games 2 and 3 Saturday and Sunday felt intense. Yeah, they were close for the most part until, obviously, the Yankees blew it open in the 8th inning and the grand slam and everything else.
And by the way, you know, we all know that Pete Alonso has been falling off the shelf here the last 10 days.
Indeed. Yeah.
So he's having, you know, one of his, in the middle of the season, kind of downturns, and he's got to get it turned around.
Yeah. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
He will. I'm not concerned about the offense. I am a little bit concerned with the volatility of the bullpen, to be honest with you, especially coming off of last night. But yeah, I mean, this is I'm still happy with the team. This is going to be annoying for the Met fan, and this is going to be a great couple of days for the Yankee fan. But it's annoying. And thank God we've got the Knicks, because it would be all of that today. Like, if the Knicks had been eliminated by the Celtics, this would be Yankee fan crapping on the Met fan for days and days and days.
So you might remember when the Yankees were saying, you know, we're not going to give Juan Soto a suite because we don't give our players suites. Mm-hmm. Who knew that Juan Soto was getting a private jet on top of all of this to away games?
Now, is it every series?
Maybe. Carl didn't really go into a great deal about that, but man, we could look into that. I mean, this is the whole A-Rod thing when it comes to the suites on the road and all that stuff.
Steve Phillips said we don't need 24-1.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And nobody wants 24-1. And the thing about it is that the A-Rod deal had been signed, I believe, by Texas. So when you were trading for him, you had to accept what was in that deal.
Yeah, but I'm going back to before he signed it with Texas and he wanted to be a Met, and they put all those things in front of Steve Phillips and the Wilpons, and they were like, this is just getting out of control, because some of the things that he was asking for, like private jets.
It's asinine.
Right, like, and they said no. Now, I would have loved for them to say yes at the time. I mean, A-Rod, Hall of Fame player. Obviously, we know what happened with the steroids, all the other stuff. But the guy was amazing. It would have been nice for him to be in a Mets uniform. But what A-Rod was asking for all those years ago is what the Mets gave Juan Soto.
I did need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did need it that. We all did need it that. But the point being is that if Juan Soto is putting up huge numbers and Juan Soto's coming through,
nobody cares.
Nobody really cares about that. But then all of a sudden, when that doesn't happen, and then somebody else is coming for a contract extension, and the Mets treat that guy like crap mm-hmm. compared to what that guy thinks that Juan Soto has. That's where the schism.
Schism spot.
Happens, right?
Yeah, so, I know.
I mean, I almost fell off my chair last night when I heard Ravitch say that, because I knew that he got in a suite. I had no idea that he had gotten a private jet charter. I'm assuming it's for his family.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I heard it, I was just thinking that, like, he had gotten inside information about just this particular trip up to Boston that he was going to get the private jet. I guess I wasn't, I don't know, my brain wasn't critically thinking at that point. I was like,
what?
But now you're saying it, I'm like, wait a second, is he really doing that on every trip?
Somebody's got to get a little bit more specific information regarding that.
Is Ed Coleman still covering the Mets for us? Are we still employing Ed Coleman?
Does he have a private jet?
Yes. Does he take it every series? No. Did the Mets give it to him? I don't know.
There'll be one, you know, there'll be that person out there or those people out there. I don't care. It's not my money. Yeah, but the point is that you want him to be a part of the team. You want him to really, I want him to get the most money he possibly can, and I guess all the perks that come along with it, I guess that's a part of it in baseball. But, you know, it's the whole, like, James Harden thing in basketball. It just does not lend itself to create a cohesive team.
Sure. I mean, especially if the guy's not playing up to his full potential. If he's out there and he's leading the league in every category like Aaron Judge, nobody cares what he is getting or what he got. But when you're struggling like this, and then you kind of look a little bit lackadaisical, I mean, the one thing that the Yankee fan said coming out of the series that it's impossible to deny, because we sat here and watched it too, as we watched the Yankees last year. He hasn't had that same swagger. Like, you haven't seen the Soto shuffle. You haven't seen that intensity from him yet consistently that you saw last year. So he looks a little bit more lackadaisical. Now, when you're not hitting, that, you know, your persona changes.
Thank God he made that catch in right field last night.
Well, yes. I mean, defensively, catch, we knew, but we weren't getting Willie Mays. But yes, you're right. But I mean, so now you got not only the lack of production, but you're also looking at a guy who doesn't look like he's trying too hard. He looks like he's not trying enough. Now, I'm not totally alarmed, but everything that every criticism that Juan Soto is going to get this morning will be fully warranted because of the performance that he had, the start he's gotten off to, and the fact they didn't perform against the Yankees.
And how he looked.
Yeah. I mean, you want to slam Soto? Today's the day. Get out the sledgehammer and crush him. I'm going to stick by him. I'm not going to go crazy. I'm annoyed with him. I'm frustrated with him. But I know that if this team is going to bring all of us a World Series championship, we're going to need him to be aces. So
I would think with, you know, $765 million in the bank, you know, suites, private jets, the whole thing, I need to see a little bit more effort. I'm sorry.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.